Well, this morning, it's one of those series that will probably make 80% of you just kind of a little uncomfortable where you're sitting at today. There is a word for everyone here, I assure you. We are continuing in our study of the Ten Commandments. In our series, we've seen that the first four commandments do indeed matter. Would you agree? Yes. The answer is yes. The first four commandments list how we are to relate to God. The first was, "You shall have no other gods before me." The second, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images." The third, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain." And the fourth, "Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy." Now we come to the fifth commandment, which moves away from focusing on our relationship with God and turns its attention to our relationship with each other. The subsequent six laws are pillars for a civilized society, and they are universal in scope, as are the first four, which means they apply to everyone. Society is prime for collapse when these laws are abandoned or there is no punishment for breaking them. And it is no coincidence that the fifth commandment is listed first of the following six, because it is foundational for the rest of the commandments, as we will see. Let's look at it this morning. Mike, do we have the recording going this morning? Thank you. The fifth commandment says, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you." Let's talk about the family for just a moment. The family is the bedrock of a civilized society. When the family is ordered and flowing as God intended, society will flourish because it follows God's design. When the family is spiritually dysfunctional, fractured, split, and not following God's ways, the foundation of our land becomes as shifting sand. Whatever institutions have been built around the family entity become in themselves unstable. We are seeing that everywhere we look, because the family unit, as God designed it to be, has become disfigured. Our schools are battlegrounds. Our hospitals are death wards. Our judicial system is broken. Our government is hopelessly fractured. And there is lawlessness in the streets, and we are on the brink of civil war. I would propose that the reasons for these things are due to the ongoing assault on the family values and the weakening of the family structure over the last several decades. Not just in our country, but around the world, if you're paying attention to any international news. The family has become destabilized, and the dismantling and the weakening of the family unit is paving a path to world socialism, if not world communism, by design, where the government becomes the family unit. So, Pastor, I appreciate that bit of information, but what does that have to do with honoring my mother and father, and how does that affect anything outside our house? A properly functioning society and happy relationships are based on respect and obedience to authority. If it's a righteous authority, we are to obey righteous authority. We are to respect ungodly authority, but we are to obey what the Bible says and what God says first above what man says. Just get that out of the way right now. But this respect for authority is first practiced at home. The fifth commandment helps us see how learning respect and honor in family relationships helps prepare us to show honor to our Heavenly Father and others within society. If we do not learn how to honor people at home, we will not honor others outside the house. We will only seek to honor ourselves. And of course, that's what we see day in, day out. So God wants us to learn to honor all people. In fact, he says so in 1 Peter 2:17. It says, honor all people. Love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. We honor all people, including our parents, because God is the one who bestows authority. He is the one that lifts up and takes down authority. The Bible says in Romans 13:1, for there is no authority except from God, meaning all authority. No one is in authority unless God permitted it or willed it. This is not to say that people do not abuse their authority, because they do. However, they will be judged stricter for how they handled their authority and their power than others. I want to, before proceeding further into this verse, I want to look at the word honor as used in the fifth commandment. So in the Old Testament, honor is the Hebrew word kabed, sometimes pronounced kabod. It means heavy or weighty. Now, if you can get this illustration in your mind, it will help you understand the Old Testament. Think of holding a huge heavy stone a big heavy stone, 200 pounds, while trying to stand eye to eye with somebody. It's heavy, right? So you're holding that, and you may be eye to eye initially, but the longer you hold it, you're going to get down more and more. That's the illustration of this word. It's heavy, weighty, in fact. And because you, and the Bible says that, that's what it means to honor in the Old Testament, and it also means to esteem another person with respect. Note that this commandment is the only one that carries a blessing with it, that your days may be long on the earth. This phrase means to have God's blessing of general favor on all you do, where you live, your relationships, your finances, your health, and it begins with honoring your parents. And because you have learned to honor them, you will also treat others with respect. And when you treat others with respect, you will in turn be respected, liked, and admired. That is part of God's blessing. God gave this law first to Israel, but in a very general sense to all of us, because what we do at home matters. What we practice at home is what we will do outside the house. We talk about manners for just a second. If you don't practice closing your mouth when you chew at home, when you go out in public, you're going to sound like a cow chewing grass around people. If you don't practice cleaning up at home, when you go out in public, you're going to be a dirty person. You're just going to leave stuff around. If you don't practice being kind at home, when we go out in public, we will not be kind to others. Because what we practice at home is what we will do in public and around others. And this is especially true when we talk about honoring our parents. Pastor Stephen Cole says, parents should teach their children when they are very young that they are not permitted to defy their parents, hit their parents, or say that they hate them. Who's heard the kids say that to parents before? Yeah, we've heard it. We're in a grocery store, and we see a kid just railing on the parents. I hate you, all this. And the parents are just like, you know, isn't little Betsy cute? There's nothing cute about that. It's sad. Because they are allowing those kids to grow up dishonoring authority. He goes on to say that it produces adults who are spoiled and entitled and ultimately miss out on God's blessing because they have not honored their parents. Now, in the New Testament, Paul uses the word honor in a few different verses. We have one of them up there. It's the Greek word tima. In Ephesians 6, 2 through 3, this is what the Bible says, what the word that Paul uses. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. Tima comes from the word tameo. And as shown, it means to fix a value or price upon something and to prize that something. In context of this verse, we are to treat the words of our parents as something valuable. We are to attach a high price on the words and the teachings that they give us. Here's what Proverbs says in 6:20 through 22. This is written by the smartest man who ever lived, King Solomon, the wisest one to ever walk the earth. People would come from thousands of miles to sit at his feet and just to hear the wise words that he says. And he writes, "My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother." Anybody ever had their mom lay down the law? "Bind them continually upon your heart." That means think about them all the time. Don't disregard them. "Tie them around your neck. When you roam, they will lead you. When you sleep, they will keep you. And when you awake, they will speak to you," meaning in the way you should go, the right way versus the wrong way. To honor with the word tima also carries a social connotation with it in the Greek, describing how people within a society should treat one another. Honoring involves a proper heart attitude as well as an appropriate behavior. It is being respectful in word and action and also having an inward attitude of respect for someone's position of authority. Therefore, as the command relates to the family, children of all ages should honor their parents, regardless of whether or not their parents deserve honor. Deserve honor. Why? Because God will not honor those who will not obey his command to honor their parents. It's a command, not a suggestion. If we desire to please God and be blessed, we should honor our parents. Honoring our parents is not always easy, is not always fun, and it is certainly difficult in our strength, and that's why we need the Holy Spirit in us, helping us. Now, I want to answer a few objections that you may be asking in your head right now. What if parents are gone? Or they're no longer living? Well, then we can bring honor to their memory and the family name, even if there was no honorable thing they were known for, because that name, the family name, can be redeemed. Our God is the Redeemer. He redeems things. He takes dead things and makes them new. He is the resurrection and the life. Even the family name can be redeemed and brought back to an honorable status, even though parents and family are long gone. Now, at this, probably this junction in the sermon, your parents are feeling pretty good about yourself. Probably nodding the head, maybe even a couple elbows here and there. Uh-huh, that's right. That's right. Boy, girl, you listen up. You listen up. Preacher's got some good stuff today. parents while God directs children to honor their parents, we at the same time need to be honorable. Our conduct needs to be patterned after godliness and done in love. Right after Paul talks to the children, he's got some words for the parents. Ephesians 6:4, and you, fathers, mothers are included in this. Do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. So we've got some responsibility too. The Bible also has these things to say about parenting. In Proverbs 22:6 again, train up a child in the way he should go, and even when he is old, he will not depart from it. To train up means to discipline them, to shape their destiny in the way they should go. It says they will not depart from it. I'm a living example of that. I had my wayward years, just like many in this very room. But the things that my parents taught me as a young boy, going to church, going to Sunday school, reading the Bible, all those things that I did until I was old enough to kind of make my own decisions, the words of my parents came back and I could still hear them. My mom's going to be listening to this message tomorrow. She would always say when I go out, Robin, remember whose you are. Always. I would hear her voice no matter where I was or what I was doing. I go, come on! Robin, remember whose you are. Her prayers brought me back to the Lord in my wandering years and kept me firm and fixed on my foundation. They trained me up in the way I should go. And now I'm pastoring a church and I probably should have been in jail, if not gone. Luke 6:40 says, a disciple is not above his teacher, but everyone, when he is fully trained, will be like his teacher. Whatever we are, we will produce. If we want our kids to turn out differently than what we were, then we have got to show them what different looks like, and then show them how to get there while doing everything in love. Living as honorable parents will make it easier for our kids to honor us and ultimately receive blessings from God when they are older. Now let me just say this as a side note, and I don't speak this to anyone specifically or in particularly. Many people share their confidences with me, and I want you to know that your confidences are secure and they're safe with me when you do so. So what I'm about to say, it may hit home, but it's not because of anything that we've talked about. Nowhere does the Bible tell us to continue to enable sin and the continued poor choices of our kids, especially when they become adults. That is not love. Sometimes we must let them suffer the consequences so that they turn to God. If we continue to perpetuate their poor choices, they will likely continue in the same pattern of rebellion and fail to embrace their Savior because their parents are saving them instead of God. Why would they need a Savior if the parents continue to save them time after time? Because they will, at judgment, need a Savior, but by then it will be too late. Do them a favor. Cut them off. Let them become functioning adults and learn who their Savior truly is. Let's talk about forgiveness for just a second. We're going to move on from that. That was just kind of a side note. I need to address an elephant in the room regarding honoring our parents. I realize that many abuses have taken place in households where a child's trust was violated by one or both of the parents. And you've carried that pain with you your entire life. The child's world, or maybe yours, was turned upside down. And forgiving the ones who hurt you has become difficult. However, the Bible says that we must forgive. Even if our parents did something dishonorable in our upbringing, we must forgive. Because forgiveness is the pathway to healing, blessing, and moving on with our life, moving on from the past. We do not do it for them, though they may need it. We do it for us and to honor God, because God has told us to forgive. We are not called to forget, but we are called to forgive and forgive our parents if they've done something that hurt us so much. By the strength and the power of Jesus Christ, we can forgive. So how can we show honor to our parents? I've come up with something called the 10 recommendations in the spirit of the 10 commandments. I certainly would not command these, but they're recommendations. We can show honor to our parents in our tone. Everybody knows what that is, right? When we're teenagers and young, we're good at our tone. Whatever, you know. What? We can speak kindness. Psalm 141:3 speaks to this. We can do gestures of kindness towards our parents. What would that look like? Wow, you made your bed and cleaned your room without me even asking? Well, you brought me dinner. You made me dinner. You made me breakfast. You brought me water. Wow. You did the chores around the house without even asking. These are gestures of kindness. Third is not talking back. This kind of goes along with the first recommendation. Probably got examples of this. I want you to be in by dark. What? No, Joey doesn't have to be in by dark. All the other family, everybody else has a cell phone. Everybody else gets to stay out and roam the streets of Fairmount until 3 in the morning. Why not? That's not my son. I'm just happen to have something freshly available. No, but man, you know that the whole talking back thing? We all know, we've all done it, so we all know what it is. We all know what I'm talking about. It's a way we can honor them by not talking back. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Bam. What? Who are you? Who replaced my kid? What? We can honor our parents and our behavior around others. Not behaving like the rest of the world. Not going along with the crowd. Not doing dishonorable things, breaking the law. Maybe not talking, cursing. Talking coarse jokes, those kind of things. Just in our behavior around others. By using good manners. It's the fifth one. I mentioned this a little earlier. This reflects good on the parents who raised you. Guys, how about opening the door for the ladies? How about letting others go through the door first? What are some other good manners you can think of right now that reflects good on the parents who raised you? How about talking without the use of profanity? We talked about the Lord's name. How about not using the Lord's name as a cuss word or an exclamation? Those are ways that we honor our parents by using good manners outside the home. Another way we can honor them is pray for blessings. Kids, are you praying for your parents? And I don't mean just like, God, thank you for my parents and bless the dog, amen. I mean, pray for them. God, help my dad and mom at work. Help my mom to care for our home the way she's done, to maybe you're homeschooled. Pray for your parents to be better homeschoolers. Maybe you go to school and you just want to pray for your mom. Keep her safe on the road. Keep her safe in all that she does and touches. Bless my dad. Bless him and all that he does. Pray for them. That's honoring to them. How about being patient with our parents? Kids, you're going to realize that when you're a little older, that your parents are human beings. We are fallible. We make mistakes. We make lots of them. But we've done our best to try to raise you up in the way you should go. So we can honor them by being patient with them. And when they need grace, give them grace. And when they need mercy, give our parents mercy. Don't judge them so harshly, because you too will be a parent one day. The eighth is doing what they ask you to do in a timely manner and with a good attitude. Timely manner is subjective. Generally, it means within the hour, loosely speaking. But the good attitude is the tough part of that one. You have a child that's 6'5", but when he slouches away, he's 5'9". You know, attitude, tossing things around, slamming doors, that kind of stuff, man. Look, have a good attitude when your parents ask you to do something, even if you don't feel like doing it. I'm trying not to look at any of the kids because I don't want you to feel singled out. But if you're a kid and you're here today, guess what? God brought you for a purpose. He knew what I was going to be preaching on. Number nine, make good, godly life choices. Man, as parents, we raise our kids up, right? We bring them to Sunday school. We bring them to church. Teach them to read their Bibles, to pray. And then when they get adult, off into the world they go. And I'm telling you, you will honor your parents by making godly choices when you're an adult. When you can decide for yourself where you want to be or who you want to be with, make godly choices. It will bring honor to your parents. And the tenth is, help your parents when they get older. Call your mom, call your dad, FaceTime them, Zoom with them, go to their house, cut their yard, wash their car for them, wash the windows, clean the house. There are things that we can do. Don't just leave your parents like, well, let them get old. I'm too busy for them. I'll tell you, you will honor them when you continue to reach back out to them and let them know that you love them. It's important. As Christians, we are to live by Christ's example of being loving towards parents. Even at the cross, Jesus still honored his mother by commending her to John. As younger children, you may not like what your parents have to say. You might not understand why they said no or tell you that you have to do what you have to do, especially when it's something you don't want to do. But you would be wise to obey because God blesses obedience. And he is watching and he is eager, waiting to reward you. Older kids who may be adults, as I mentioned, we can honor our parents with godly lifestyle choices. And when you honor God with your choices, it gives parents a huge dose of honor. Parents. All right, kids, I'm going to let you go for just a second here. You got to stay in here. This is for the parents. We are to discipline our kids, not necessarily punish them, though it might feel the same to the kids. Like, what's the difference? My rear end still hurts. Our Heavenly Father disciplines those whom he loves. That means he corrects us, he trains us. He loves us, so he disciplines us. Like roses being snipped, we grow spiritually healthier after enduring the Lord's discipline for a while. Thus, we will do the same with our children as we discipline them in love. They will appreciate it one day as they are hopefully spared from the consequences of poor decisions because you trained them in how they should go, hopefully in a positive and God-fearing way. Proverbs 13:24 says, "Whoever spares the rod hates his son, but he who loves him or her is diligent to discipline him or her." I want to talk about the rod for just a second. Let's talk about the rod of a shepherd. Everyone's seen, in fact, Jesus is holding one right behind me. Parents, we are shepherds. And the rod moves the sheep. If you ever seen them out there herding sheep, they're like, boop, boop. No, you stay away from that. Oh, you, whap! Now you're going to stay away from it? You know, it goes over, it stays away. It's the rod disciplining the sheep. It's the rod of correction. Our hearts should be shepherding hearts. We should not allow our kids to do whatever they want because with undeveloped minds, they may not make the best decisions. They are being trained for adult life. And we demonstrate our love not by letting them have free rein, but by being diligent to correct their behavior and focus. Oh no. No. Just back over here. Here's the path. Here's the path we need to stay on. Because someday you're going to be out the door. And I'm not going to be back there. But you'll remember. You will remember. And it's not to say that our children will not make any poor decisions, because they will. But perhaps they will be spared from a life of heartache because you cared enough to discipline them now. So I want to conclude here. To children and young people alike, remember that this is a commandment, not a suggestion, to honor our parents. But it is a commandment that comes with a stated blessing. The blessing is written into the commandment when we obey it. We honor our parents not necessarily because they are honorable. We honor them because doing so honors God. Parents, be honorable in modeling for your kids and be diligent to discipline and not punish them in a moment of anger and absolute frustration. I get it. The Lord gets it. We all get it. In those moments when you're tempted to go, we used to have a term when I was a police officer called 918 Victor. And it's violently insane person. I've got a 918 Victor here. You know, we all take off. Don't go 918 Victor. When you're tempted to go 918 Victor on your kids, pause and say, what is the goal here? Oh yeah, I'm to discipline them. I'm to shepherd them. I'm not to be their jailer and punishing them whenever they step out of the chain gang. Finally, those who are estranged from your parents for whatever reason, forgive and take the first step towards reconciliation if necessary. Don't wait for them to pick up the phone. They might not even be saved, but you are. Finally, if your parents are no longer living, this commandment still applies to you, as you bear the family name in an honorable manner. Bring honor to their memory, and you will bring honor to God. Amen. Let's stand. Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, your word is a rod of discipline, keeping us on the straight and narrow and the way that we should go. You've given our parents as authority in our life. Sometimes they've let us down. They haven't made the best decision. They were selfish. They abandon us. But God, you redeem. You fill us with the Holy Spirit and the power of the living God. And by your power, we are able to forgive them, even though we may not feel like it. Lord, we thank you. And I pray, if there's anybody in this room today, that your parents weren't good parents, or they abandoned you, or whatever it may be, by the blood of Jesus Christ and by his mercy, Lord, I pray that a spirit of forgiveness enter into your heart and that you're able to forgive them for what they have done. Or parents, maybe you've been hurt by your kids and the wound is deep. You wish they had turned out differently than they did. It's not too late to continue praying for them. And if necessary, you pick up the phone and make the call to reconcile the problem. Father, I pray that every kid and young person in this room would grow up to receive your blessings because they have chosen to honor their parents, to be respectful in their tone and their attitude and behavior. And they will walk in victory because the parents have taken the time to correct them with the rod of understanding and discipline. Lord, we thank you for your word, and I'm reminded right now, even as we pray, that the commandments were given that we might prosper, that we might have long life, that we would walk in your favor. And Lord, if we have come up short in most of these, like most of us have, Lord, we pray for your strength to get back on course. And with the time that has been allotted to us that is left on this earth, that we may walk honorably before you, giving honor to you in all that we say, do, and think. Giving honor to our parents if it's still possible. And being honorable for our children if it's at all possible, Lord. And it is by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, we pray for these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.